Mayor Terry Renner of Bloomington is back at being mayor, leading a special session and a regular council meeting after a month-long hiatus. During the special session, aldermen discussed credit card use by elected officials and reviewed a proposal by VenueWorks to manage the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. The state police are looking into the use of a city credit card to purchase airline tickets for a trip to Bloomington's Japanese sister city. And VenueWorks is currently managing the Coliseum, now known as Grossinger Arena. Five former Coliseum managers have been indicted for fraud and money laundering after VenueWorks discovered. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Renner, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Charlie. Good to be here.
We'll talk about credit cards, the BCPA, and all of that, along with a concept your downtown task force is discussing for the Market Street Garage location and progress on an interim city manager and the search for the city's next city manager. It's a long to-do list, and the list issues need attention. Are you ready to dive back in?
Absolutely, and you're absolutely correct, and that is there are so many things on our plate now, and the natural things, for example, like downtown revitalization, are taking on a new hue, as well as Eastland Mall economic development, as well as sewers and capital improvement plans, and now, of course, an interim and regular city manager, and all of the other revelations that have come out. So this is a very busy time to be a mayor of Bloomington, or a city council member for that matter.
We have not talked to you since your leave of absence. Why did you take it?
Oh, well, as I had mentioned, in consultation with my family and family physician, I decided to take a few weeks off on leave as mayor. You're never not mayor. Of course, I'm always on in conversation with the city manager and council members on telephone, but I wasn't in City Hall as much for several weeks.
Was there ever any question you'd return?
No.
What was the health issue that prompted this?
I'm not going to talk about that in any detail.
Why do you think you don't owe the citizens of Bloomington, whom you represent, a full accounting for the medical leave up front or even afterwards?
I don't know that I don't owe. I think that this is it's a private matter. If it does not affect my performance as mayor of Bloomington, I have yet to be asked by someone on the street. Usually people have said to me, "Hey, I'm glad you're back. Good to see you," or "Hey, I hope, how are things going?" And I'll say, "Hey, I'm doing fine." So I think that that's absolutely sufficient. I'm here, I'm ready, and we've got a lot of challenges ahead.
Was whatever it is affecting your performance?
No.
Can you reassure Bloomington residents you are back for good?
Yes.
Are you under treatment now for stress or anything else that may bear on your
I'm not going to go talking about details about my medical condition.
There have been lots of rumors flying around about the reason you took leave.
I'm sure there are, and I've heard probably 100 of them, Charlie.
Some of them, of course, are unflattering. We won't detail those mutterings. But
are there any that are flattering?
Usually not when the word rumor's attached. And rumor is a wayward and hardy child, difficult to stamp out. Did you do yourself a disservice in allowing rumors to sprout by not being more open about this?
I think that no matter what I would say, rumors would come out. Rumors, especially in the era of social media, and that we've got a couple of people who don't even live in our community who are spreading all kinds of falsehoods. It wouldn't really matter. I could be the angel Gabriel, and I would have all kinds of rumors out there.
You have a trumpet, you know. Okay. So what's the issue, the job of mayor or how you approach it in terms of stress?
I don't think it's either of those. I think we've got a very different culture today, whether or not it is, as I mentioned last night, the White House, a state house, or Capitol courthouses. We are finding an incredible lack of consensus of people, and increasing nastiness and viciousness in our politics. And I think that that's really very, very unfortunate. And it can go through physical accosting of people and public officials, and we've seen it here locally. It can be frivolous complaints, frivolous lawsuits. And that's what's really unfortunate. We've had a culture change. Former Mayor Jesse Smart, for example, when he came to the challenges to the petitions of myself and several other candidates that some people did not like, really, they were frivolous challenges back in December, the first meeting he came to, he said, "My God, in my 20 years in City Hall, I have never seen such viciousness and nastiness." And I said, "Jesse, welcome to our world."
Yeah. You said, as part of your comments last night, an increasing trend toward acrimony in public discussion. You also mentioned the Jesse Smart quote that you just repeated.
That's correct. And
you said it's more than just words, and you just said that again. You said we had physical accosting, physical intimidation of elected officials. What incidents are you referring to?
Well, there have been several, but the one that I experienced was actually the person who's filed the so-called complaint about my about the Japanese sister city trip. Came up to my face and clearly was trying to provoke some physical altercation multiple times. I had to have a campaign worker, I didn't have them. They saw this and they tried to get in between us just to give myself some personal space in order to get out of the room. And that's just one of many kinds of situations.
So how widespread is this? Half a dozen? A dozen?
I don't know. It's definitely, I don't think it's even a dozen people. I think we're talking about maybe a handful of people. And as I say, several of them who don't even live in Bloomington Normal. And I think that's one of the problems is that, frankly, they have way too much influence. Way too much influence with elected officials. And frankly, the entire local media spends way too much time dealing with rumors and innuendo and non-truths, and if the essence, perhaps, of fake news, and we deal with that every day.
Under the Illinois Criminal Code, public status as an elected or public official automatically increases the level of severity of a simple battery to an aggravated battery, a felony. Contact of an insulting or provoking nature, or placing a person in fear of same, is battery. So it could be aggravated battery. Why are you not reporting these things?
Well, this was one particular event. I left an event by a different radio station, and I was frankly glad to get out of the event. And during an election campaign, probably the last thing you want to do is file a lawsuit. Filing lawsuits and doing really, really crazy things that I would say are over the top are the stuff of what I abhor, not the things that I really want to get down into the weeds in.
Assuming that this is attached to your part of your reason for taking a leave of absence, how will you prevent this atmosphere from taking over again and creating a need for a new leave of absence?
I'm not drawing the causal conclusion that you're drawing, but one of the things that I did say last night is I thanked the members of the council. When I gave my own mayoral standing ovation to say, hey, you all, whether we agree or disagree, and we're going to disagree because we're human, you have had the courage to get elected, to put your necks out there, to make tough decisions, to allocate our $215 million a year budget, to provide critical services, not just to the 80,000 people in Bloomington, but to the hundreds of thousands who come here every year. You're not just throwing proverbial bombs from the sidelines. You're actually helping to get the job done. So that was my first attempt to say, hey, thank you. I know we all get trashed constantly, and it's more than just verbal abuse. It's much more intense than that. But that's the phenomena that we're seeing locally. And the concern that I have perhaps going forward is that it will discourage really good people from getting involved in public office if they'd say, wow, do I want to subject my family? Do I want to subject myself to this kind of behavior? And I think that's an important thing. I would also, it's not just the elected officials, some of us, myself included, have allowed myself to overreact when you get trashed for years and years and years and years and years. I would also criticize the local media for not really digging into this and reporting on some of this stuff, or at least providing background information when somebody is filing a report that is totally silly or frivolous. Like, for example, the petition drive. That should have been a slam dunk, kind of like, as I may have mentioned before, you know, the birther situation. Nationally, whether it was NPR or others, they went to the two Honolulu newspapers back in August of 1961, and they said, no, they reported this guy Barack Hussein Obama was born here. So that was part of the backdrop of any of the birther coverage, and that is, these are people who are going over the top.